This is Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, good to be here with you, Australia and Tanya Hennessy. It is Weekend Breakfast. My name is Angus O'Loughlin, and this Wednesday, Halloween.
Yes, one of my favourite days of the year. Oh, God, this spooky music. Yeah.
Very eerie.
I live for it. Actually, Angus, my house is completely Halloween at the moment. All Halloween. I've got cobwebs. I've got sun. I'm going to do pumpkin carving on Monday. I love Halloween. I've always loved Halloween. We used to trick or treat when I was a kid.
You must love America.
I do love America.
Yeah, is I just don't like some of these traditions that have come through. Valentine's Day,
do
Halloween.
You not?
Nah.
Why don't you?
Not
yeah, see,
me.
This is... Okay, can I give you five reasons why you should get around Halloween?
If I can give you five reasons why you shouldn't.
Okay, for every one I give, you can give a counter.
Okay,
this is why people should get around Halloween. First one, kids go mad for it. It's exciting for children, mm-hmm. and it's just a fun occasion. Although, have you ever had kids... like rock up at your door, and because it's Australia and they don't quite understand trick-or-treating, they ask for things. I've had a kid turn up and go, do you have fruit and nut? I was like, no, mate, I have Maltesers. It's not a like pick what you want sort of a occasion. This is not Coles.
I'll counter that with dental bills, cavities, bad for your teeth, lots of sugar.
Okay. My second point as to why people should get around Halloween. It's a great occasion to have a party. And who doesn't want to be a slutty version of something? You know, it's nice to go as a slutty Venetian blind to a party.
Okay. Off costumes, I'll counter that by saying stressful to come up with a unique idea. Sure, it's easy to put some bunny ears on and put a little bit of blood trickling down your mouth. Oh, what are you? Oh, I'm dead Ariana Grande. No, you're not. You're just trying to pick up.
Okay.
Terrible.
Nothing wrong with that. Procreating, helping the world. One more point to me for pro Halloween. Okay, my third point as to why Halloween is amazing, you don't need any money. It's a rare holiday where you don't need to bring a gift. And honestly, you say costumes are expensive. I disagree with this. You could get a shirt that says Netflix, hold a bag of ice and go as Netflix and chill. Be creative. Creativity costs nothing.
I'll put that back and I'll say to you, what about clueless idiots who find you've got like a really white friend and he comes up and he goes, I've decided to come as Kanye West when he got Taylor Swift on stage. And you've gone, no, you're doing blackface, mate. Oh, no,
well,
that's cool because it's Halloween.
No, that's different. That's just is wrong
it?
Straight up. And hopefully people don't
you?
Do
I'm
that
because
no one's ignorant.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
well, that's you've gone rogue, although people do that and
they
it's awful. How about this? My fourth point, Halloween is great because it's very inclusive. You know, you can be rich, poor, old, young, living or dead. How many events do you know where dead people can be involved in a holiday? Literally one, Halloween.
Okay, that's very true. It is inclusive and why it also is bad is people include dogs in it. Costumes for animals are not good. They get anxiety. They stress out. If you dress your dog
you
like a spider,
that.
They do. They do. They don't like it. Have you seen dogs when people put shoes on it and they walk really weird? That's not cute. It's inhumane.
There's a difference cool between pizza. Shoes on a dog and like a bee on a dog, you know. And plus, Kmart's got to get their quota up. Now, my fifth point as to why people, Australians particularly, should get around Halloween is Halloween movies are the best. Hocus Pocus, iconic. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Scream, The Addams Family and The Addams Family Values. Don't forget that one. Mean Girls, Casper and High School Musical 3. I included that last High School Musical one because that last one was a horror show. But besides that, Halloween movies are fabulous.
Okay, yeah, I don't do scary movies, but my final point is if people put in razor blades in apples, they sure as hell will put them in a toffee apple. Case in point.
Ah, well, I have told you seven times during
that,
the show.
Didn't we?
This is a happy show. For the love of God, this might be your last week, O'Loughlin.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya, you've got a boyfriend. Do you ever worry about when he's texting someone and maybe putting his back to you? Do you have insecurity or trust issues in your relationship?
Nah, he's got slim to little friends and loves his mum, so I reckon I'm good.
You are good to go. But if your
Plus,
boyfriend...
Plus, I am hot, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There doesn't...
Catch, baby.
Mate, there gets no better than me and my boobs that hit my ankles, you know? Yes, I am a catch.
Well, you might be a little bit more worried if your boyfriend was an ex-number one draft pick for the AFL and a star of the sport still. Now, this is a pretty hot news story from the week, and that is a true story that a current AFL player, his girlfriend must have had a little bit of trust issues. They live interstate. He recently got traded to a different club interstate. Mm-hmm. And she's figured out his iPhone password and has logged into his iCloud from her laptop. So from there, she can access all of his photos, all of his music, and his text messages.
Ooh, was he listening to S Club 7 and she was like, what?
I don't think it's his playlist that she was most worried about. It was her text messages to four different girls. Now, I'm going to read out a message and we're going to play a sound effect when there's an inappropriate word. Not necessarily a swear word, just something that shouldn't be said early mornings.
Oh, okay.
This was a text message. Look how, just imagine what his girlfriend is thinking as she's reading this. Yeah. I mean, you just shock, horror, sweat, anger. Mm. The girl is text, I can't wait to you later. The footballer has said, can't wait to, I know, send me something dirty.
Oh,
the girl has written back, I want you to me, holding me down and my feeling it all over your rock hard.
Oh, that's horrific.
Isn't that bad? The funny thing is, I was shocked about this and I felt really bad for the girlfriend. But I'm also on a football group like my ex-teammates. And everyone's like, Jesus Christ, everybody, get rid of your iCloud. Everyone's first reactions were, what is this iCloud hacking? How can someone else access my iCloud? That's the first reactions from a lot of people.
But don't you think that's true, though? I'm paranoid about my cloud.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be paranoid about your cloud.
I took all my nudes off.
You have nudes?
Just personal nudes. You know, like a couple of years. No, Gus, a couple of years ago, right, she was looking all right. So I thought I'll get a, not nudes, but just like tasteful sort of.
Topless photos.
No, they're not even topless. I'm like holding the areas. And I thought, I don't know if I'm ever going to look this good again. So I got a couple of photos just in case. And I was right. I've never looked that good again. And I'm glad I have them. But I had to take them off because I was like, what if the cloud takes them?
Okay, so they're not in the cloud.
I don't think so. But to be honest with you, if these got leaked, I wouldn't be sad about it. I'd be like,
Yeah, you don't have to be like, oh my God, who leaked these? TanyaHennessy@gmail.com. What?
Yeah.
Girl was looking good 2 years ago. 2016 was fire.
I was fire.
It's Weekend Breakfast. You got Tanya Hennessy and Angus O'Loughlin.
You want to see it?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Hello, Australia. Thank you very much for tuning in. I went close to Frank Walker then. That was too close to Frank Walker for my liking. I went, hello, Australia.
Do it.
Hello.
Do it.
You know, it was too close.
That's great. Keep going.
No, you can't do it. I mean, that's horrible. I mean, Frank Walker
I'd love
even
to
have
hear
to say
you do
name.
It.
Hello.
National. Yeah, that's really good. Can you do anything else?
No, that's the run of my impersonations. That and Leonardo DiCaprio in Blood Diamond. Diplomatic immunity. You cannot take my diamonds.
Is he South African in that?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's based in South Africa. It is Weekend Breakfast, Tanya Hennessy, Angus O'Loughlin. Before we get into the next hour, Tanya, you got something quick.
Yeah, do you think it's weird that I've bought a Christmas tree and put it up already? Is that too early or no?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Absolutely.
I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the same person who's still got frozen hot cross buns waiting to crack them in January. Don't like any of it. Don't like anything festive.
Yeah.
When you can have an advent calendar,
are you,
you can
allergic
put a Christmas
to
calendar.
Happiness?
December 1, everybody. December 1. When the advent calendar can be eaten, you can put a Christmas tree up.
I disagree.
You know I don't
spread
like
the joy.
Christmas trees. Go get a real one. Get a pine tree. Don't be a povo.
Who the hell is getting pine trees in Australia?
Loving families.
Oh, get off it. Children. When you have kids, I am going to monitor the hell out of you. You've got so many opinions on parenting.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends that are parents?
Yes, all of my friends are parents, and I am a parent.
Do you call
I told you,
them?
I've got a 5.5-year-old at home. I've got to get home to him.
It's a dog! Do you call your friends and go, hey, have you got a pine tree this year?
I know they do because they care about their families.
Oh, for God's sake!
This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're talking old technologies.
Yeah, 131060. What old technology are you still using? Saw a girl in Melbourne the other week, last weekend, I should say, with a map, like a physical giant map. You know, one of those ones you start really small, about the size of a hand, and then you fold it out, and it's a giant map. And she was trying to obviously find, I don't know, some markets or something. I'm just
now,
making
you,
that up. She,
I'm saying you didn't see the content of the map. Maybe her boyfriend had left her a pirate treasure map to find something. He's like, babe. Maybe he's like a hopeless romantic. And mind you, she's walking around Westfield. He's like, go past the sushi train and then sumo salad. I've left you something pretty underneath.
Cotton on.
Yeah, exactly. Old technology, no. I still use a fair bit.
I didn't even think of that. What are you using?
I still occasionally send snail mail. I was in love with a girl and I sent her handwritten letters for a little while. We did long distance.
Where did she live? Do you mind me asking?
She lived in Adelaide. I was in Sydney. So we used to do handwritten letters, which is lovely.
And did you ever talk on text and
other forms? All of the forms of technology. But I'm saying, like, when you really wanted
just
to care,
additionally,
how nice is it to have a handwritten letter?
That is sweetest thing I've ever goddamn heard. Oh, my Lord. I just use everything technological. Like, I saw someone using a scanner the other day. I was like, who even scans anymore? You just get the email through and then you sign the thing and it's an app and it's gone. Like, who is
fax
scanning?
Machines. No one's using them.
Freaking faxing.
No one's faxing these days. No way. Do you know what else I do? Is my phone plan is up in November and I hate paying $140 for my phone, so I'm going back to prepaid. Now that's old technology. Going into a bloody petrol station with $30 worth of credit, that's me.
Wow. That's so weird. I thought you were going to say you're going back to Courier Pigeon. I was like, yeah, do you. I'm not here to judge you.
I also love playing Nintendo 64.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's old school. But that's kind of like vintage cool now. But 131060, what old school technology are you still using? If someone's using a fax, God damn it, I want to hear from you. And in what context? And who are you sending it to?
Who are you?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Are you using a fax machine? Do you own a Nokia 3310? Atari, is that still your gaming console of choice? 131060, we're talking old technology.
Yeah, I saw someone with a map, a physical map the other weekend. And I was like, nah, why? There's no... Get an iPhone. Why?
I've got some more.
Even a watch to me is old school technology.
Like an analog watch, like on an Apple Watch.
Just any watch.
Old Rolex. Oh.
Yeah.
I still use Polaroid camera. I've bought one of those. I know it is still retro and like it's cool, but I use Polaroids. I've done that
before. Are you Amish?
Yeah, I go back the years. It kind of goes around in full circles. And the other one I miss VHS. Mm. I miss going to Blockbuster. I miss looking behind the front cover and seeing if there's a copy behind it. I miss rewinding it. You have to rewind it. Yep, all of that stuff. I miss VHS. And I miss if you really love something you taped, you used to take off the little plastic thing so people couldn't rewrite
it. So you could keep it. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
My dad taped over my first dance concert when I was 3 because I didn't pull that thingy out with the bloody Moto 300 or whatever.
Right.
God damn you.
Chris in New South Wales, you're up first.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Good, mate. What's your old technology you're using?
I'm feeling pretty old. I'm still got the old, the old Discmans. I've still got one of those hanging around.
Yeah, the Walkman with the CD. Classic.
Are you actively using it, Chris?
Yeah, I do. I know this is bad, but I still actually do use it. And I use CDs in the car as well.
Yeah, and to your credit, Apple Music or Spotify don't have So Fresh Autumn 2002.
No, they don't. You can't get the old bangers on, Absolutely. They don't have them.
They don't play music like they used to. I like to hear the crackle of a CD like they did in the old days.
And the skip. That's when you have a disc when you walk and it's skipped.
Yes, and if it scratches, trouble. We actually had a tweet come through. Someone said, you're actually on old technology. I listen to Spotify. I don't listen to radio anymore, and I'm a podcast guy. All right, hipster, we've evolved.
Can I say to them... You clearly do listen because ain't no way you're tweeting if you're not listening. So
that's a good point.
Touché.
Yeah. Like I only listen to like Teacher's Pet and Chris Dawson is totally guilty and he should go. But that and Triple J, no commercial radio.
Well, they never found that body at the house.
I'm like,
where is she at?
Casey in Victoria, we're talking old technology. What is yours that you're still using?
Hey guys, I'm a bit of a tight ass, so I still use an old school iron to straighten my hair.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Oh.
What?
Take me through that. You lay your hair over an ironing board.
Yeah, so literally get an ironing board, a bit of towel, hair goes down, and I use it. It works a treat, and I don't see the point in forking out like $300 for like a proper straightener when that does the trick perfectly.
Get a label maker, put GHD on the side of your Renovia or whatever the brand is.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's actually kind of genius.
It is.
Mine's dead, so I think I'm going to go to the iron.
They go straight back to the old school ways, and that's what we talked about, and that's what we wanted to do. Thank you, Australia.
This is Weekend Breakfast.